Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 24, Pretoria 26, Tzaneen 27 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa set to answer questions in the National Assembly today. These include the functioning of the Government of National Unity, the fight against organized crime, including extortion, and the outcomes of the recent United Nations General Assembly. The President will also be pressed on Justice Minister Thembi Simelane, who is facing claims of impropriety linked to the now liquidated VBS Mutual Bank. Here's Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
I'm not suggesting that the President is waiting for evidence of instability in the department before he acts. The matter is top of mind. He is processing it, he's thinking it through.
Now, the EFF has referred Sports Minister Gator McKenzie to the Ethics Committee for the alleged misuse of taxpayers' money and dishonesty regarding his attendance at the Paris Olympic Games. McKenzie is accused of blowing over 800,000 rand on items, including flights and accommodation during the Games. EFF MP Sanabo Tambo.
But also, we must ascertain, and we believe that it is true, that Ramaphosa did approve Gator McKenzie's trip to France. And if he did he approve, in addition, the wasteful expenditure that he incurred, because that makes him also liable for those costs. We are going to ensure that we hold the GNU accountable and not allow ex-convicts to misuse state resources.
The Special Investigating Units and the Gauteng Legislature's Integrity Commission have signed a memorandum of understanding to enhance governance, ethics and integrity. The collaboration will include responding to complaints, sharing reports and exchanging governance information. SIU head Andy Mutibi says this is another step in implementing and maintaining high standards of integrity in the public sector. The city of Tshwane says there's been a slight improvement in the water quality from the Leeukraal Dam, which supplies the Temba Water Treatment Works. Temba residents have been without water for 2 weeks now. The Metro spokesperson Selby Mokaba says this improvement prompted technicians to start the water treatment process at the plant yesterday.
The process of water distribution to consumers will start only when the plant is fully operational. This should take a few days, depending on the improvement of the quality of raw water from the Leeukraal Dam. Our scientists will continue to monitor the performance of the Rooival wastewater treatment plant and the raw water quality at the Leeukraal Dam.
And we end off in Thailand, where police have arrested 18 people, including three celebrities, and seized luxury sports cars and millions of dollars in connection with a pyramid scheme selling health and dietary supplements. The arrests come after more than 1,000 people filed online fraud allegations against the Icon Group, a company they said had lured them into buying products and making financial commitments. The company's founder and CEO was also detained yesterday. Police were looking into bank accounts and cash transfers linked to the suspects to find out if any more people are involved. I'm Chanel September 8 with me the air president Cyril Ramaphosa of the Fra and the National Vergadering beantwoord.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I took a page out of your